Red Dragon FM, it's Jason Alley here, and we welcome another live guest. We're doing well over these last couple of weeks. We welcome Melanie C. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. You're living locally now as well, which is nice.
Yeah, I do. I've got a little house just down the road.
We won't say where. You don't want to be stalked, for goodness sake.
I think it's been in the paper.
Yeah, it has, yeah. So if you're ready, you know. If you don't, tough. We ain't giving out any disclosing stuff. So it's nice to see you back in the, well, not sort of in the biz, but I mean, you've always been in the biz, but you've got some new stuff coming out.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a bit quiet, you know, because I've been in the studio writing, did a bit of touring, and recording the new record. So it's all ready now, so I'm really excited.
And it's coming out in March, isn't it, your album, Beautiful Intentions?
No, it's coming out in April.
April, sorry.
April, yeah, 11th of April for the album, and the single Next Best Superstars, 4th of April.
What kind of mix of music is it on this one?
Well, I think on this one, I've really gone a bit more in a rock direction. It's still very much a pop album. Mm. There's some lovely ballads on there as well. So yeah, it's rocking. It's get up and go music, really.
I do have a question that was sent in all the way from Norway for you. It's from a guy called Tim, and he says, now, sorry to bring up the Spice Girls, but if you could do a rock version, because you know you like your rock, of a Spice Girls song, would you, and which one would it be?
Oh, wow. I have done a punky version of Wannabe.
Cool.
And that was quite good fun. So I'd do that one again. Hello, Tim.
He's going to come and see you as well.
Oh, yeah. See you in April. Yeah, because I'm touring as well. But up to now, we haven't got any Welsh dates in, so I have to apologise for that.
Well, it's all round to your garden then. You're going to have to fling open the patio doors. We'll all sit in the garden if that's okay with you. Do it in the summer when it's nice. We'll have the barbie.
I'm down in Bristol, so that's not too far.
Yeah. Okay.
But look on my website anyway, all the info's on there.
What's your website address?
It's melaniec.net.
I just say, when we play Good Charlotte, she said, I'm so glad you called me Melanie. You get irritated when you call Mel, is that
well,
right?
I don't mind Mel.
Hmm.
And, to your friends.
Yeah, and Melanie, and Melanie C. But Mel C, for some reason, really gets my back up.
Mm.
I think that's because when, I mean, not that I'm really in the papers that much these days, but when, you know, they were being a bit mean, it was always Mel C. And you just, I think when people say it, I can just see it in bold print. So it just makes me go, whoa. Like
what's it like not being in the papers now? Because for years, you were in on a daily basis.
Fantastic. It's so nice to be left alone. But you know, I'm sure now I'm a little bit more back in the public eye with the new record, you know, back into the Lion's Den. But they're being very kind at the moment, so you have to, you know, take the rough with the smooth.
Mm. Do you think it's because the papers, they're quite happy for you now to let you go in your own musical direction? Because you've always been a rocker at heart.
There's no rhyme or reason for what the papers are, so I'm not even going to get into it.
Would you read it at the height of, like, you know, Spice Girls and stuff? Because you were being properly hounded. Would you read all the stuff that was written about you, or would you just try and ignore it?
I think we did at first because, you know, it was all quite new to us, and it was a bit of a novelty. And, you know, and I do have to say, in the Spice Girls, I was quite lucky because I wasn't really one of the most, you know, outspoken or the most written about. So I was kind of around when all the other girls were going through lots of difficult times with the press. So we did used to read it a lot then, but quite quickly you learn to not, and you know, just, you don't even want to know what they're saying. Because it doesn't make any difference, it doesn't change anything.
You did though, one thing you missed out though, they had all the press, but you, a lot of people said, had the best voice in the Spice Girls. I'd agree with that.
No, I wouldn't say that. You know, singing is something, it's a personal thing, isn't it? You know, if you like different people's voices. But you know, I'm always very flattered. That's, you know, very nice for people.
But you kind of got to do all the fruity stuff, didn't you? Over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gonna quickly ask you, how's your knee now?
Yeah,
after
not
the games.
Too bad. It doesn't like the cold weather, so it's been a bit, you know, been grumbling a bit over the last few weeks. But it's getting better. I'm nearly fully fit.
Oh, cool. Okay. We'll talk to Melanie C some more after the former number one song in Hit 40 UK from J-Lo on Red Dragon FM. J-Lo on Jason Alley in the morning at Red Dragon FM. It's 20 to 10. We are live with Melanie C, now living locally. And now back, you've got your own label now.
I have.
That's exciting then.
It is exciting. It's a bit scary, but it's been loads of fun actually. I think it's been really good for the record to have loads of freedom and just do, you know, whatever I like.
So you don't have to answer to anybody really.
Mm. Only myself.
You ain't going to fire yourself, are you? Let's face it.
On some days, I should.
We were just talking about the press there and you not having a lot of press. There are certain members or ex-members of the Spice Girls that have. Are you still in touch with the girls? Do you still speak or...?
Yeah, you know, we do. We're all still friends. But it's like, I think like most people, you know, sometimes you don't speak to your friend for a couple of weeks and it comes months and then, you know, sometimes it becomes a year. I mean, I do see Emma quite a lot because we live quite close to each other in London.
Oh, right.
Some places are quite close to each other. But yeah, you know, I think I'd like to keep in touch with them more, but life just takes over, doesn't it? Gets in the way.
They're all busy as well, I suppose, aren't they?
Living in different countries and stuff, so.
Old Victoria's doing well on popping the kids out.
I know, unbelievable. I can't believe it. Like, slow down, that is natural, will you?
Was she really the most maternal of you then, when you were all together?
I think we were all quite young, really, when we were together, and because, you know, the bands took up so much of our lives.
Yeah.
We never really talked about kids and stuff.
Oh, well, actions speak louder than words for Vic, obviously.
Is that any babies for you in the pipeline, or is that something
in the pipeline?
Hey! Very good! Nice choice of words, huh?
Well done.
Oh, you know, I think, like, lots of women, I would like to have children, but not just yet, not ready, not...
You've got a lot going on, though, at the moment, haven't you, really? Yeah. Let's be fair.
Yeah. What is going to happen, then? So you've got the single coming out, the album coming out, the tour.
Yeah.
Does that take up the whole of the year then?
Yeah, really. I mean, things are looking good internationally for me as well. So, over to Europe, Southeast Asia, Australia, New Zealand, South America, North America, Canada. So,
that's great. Do you get loads of hits from these places on your website then? Big fan base.
Absolutely. It's quite good fun looking at the website because you get to recognise like names and faces, and then when you go to like different airports and stuff, there's always a friendly face there to
be. A welcoming committee.
Yeah, lovely.
It's nice because we've been giving prizes away over the last 3 days, so people come and see you play acoustically. You're going to be doing an acoustic set here very soon, and I was pleasantly surprised. Shall I say that about the amount of reaction we had? Because as you said, you've been away for quite a while, and it's nice that people still remember you.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is, you know, the secret is to be good to your fans, you know. Mm-hmm. Without them, we wouldn't be here. And I love going out on the road and touring. So I've still, over the 2 years, you know, I've still been going out doing live gigs. So it just keeps everybody, you know, really up and excited about the, you know, the new stuff.
Are you excited about your new stuff then?
Yeah, I love it. I'm so happy. I truly believe this is the best album I've ever done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Heard it here first. You've written it. You've written it all. Any co-writers or?
Well, I've co-written 11 of the 12 tracks. So that's been good fun because I've worked with some writers I've been working with for years, so I'm really comfortable with them, but also some new collaborators, so, you know, it just brings something new to the whole writing.
All right. Who do you spend your time listening to?
I like a lot of rock music. That's kind of the stuff I'm buying at the moment, like Sabian, Coldplay's new record's coming soon, so I'm looking forward to that. Who else do I like? I like all the, you know, Kaiser Chiefs, that's a great song.
Yeah.
I think the scene's really exciting at the moment, actually. There's loads of great British stuff, Franz Ferdinand, so.
Okay, then we're going to play your new song. Tell us about it and tell us what it's called. Introduce it.
Okay, well, I'm Melanie C. This is my new single, Next Best Superstar. And it's a comment on celebrity and superstars and what a load of nonsense it all is.
Okay, Melanie, it's great to see you. And good luck. Get you ready to get warmed up for your acoustic set. And good luck with everything.
Thank you.